Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've had so many requests to re-air it that coming up to the third hour, we're going to play the Paul Craig Roberts interview from last Friday. Very, very important. We talked about America becoming Nazi Germany, the design destruction of the economy. It's all coming up, but we've got an hour more live with you on this Friday edition in studio of Paul Watson and Steve Watson. I want to talk a little bit about what happened in London while we were there and just the Big Brother police state and the population and how they responded. I want to do that and talk about some of the articles you guys wrote about that before you leave us, because quite frankly, we're shooting in here for the British documentary I'm making. Well, that's a part of a larger film. I might even call it the 9/11 Wars or something. I'm thinking of a name, and a caller said that yesterday, the 9/11 Wars. But so we're going to do some of that coming up after we cover some news and take calls. But right now, and I'm going to move to your calls quickly, folks, and then on to the next person. Let's go to the calls. Thanks for holding. Let's talk to Jason in Maryland. Jason, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, Alex, I had talked with you a couple of months ago, I guess it was, a month and a half, something like that, and I told you that George Norrie had a friend who said there were blast marks found on the dikes.
Yeah, and I talked to George. He said no, they had callers that said that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's mm-hmm. all I was calling to find out if you knew anything more about it.
Yeah, I did talk to George Norrie about that right after you told me that. I asked his producer first. I said, is that true? And then I talked to George, and that was being discussed. They were covering news articles that were purporting that.
I see. Okay, well, thanks.
Thank you for the call. I know this, the FEMA deliberately sabotaged things. They jammed the police communications day one, blocked the aid getting in to make it as bad as they could so they could then come save us. Let's talk to Ben, and he's calling us from Mississippi, speaking of the hurricane and the aftermath. Go ahead, Ben.
Hello, Alex, Paul, Steve. Welcome to the States from the State of Hospitality.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Alex, I was listening to a popular syndicated talk show a while ago, and the host was alluding to a story about a man who had HIV, and then 14 months later, mysteriously, it was gone.
What do you think happened with Magic Johnson? The virus doesn't really cause AIDS, and that's a whole another show, and I mentioned this back on Tuesday when it first broke. It's been well known, but yeah, it's finally in the BBC and the Independent and the Telegraph. It's finally in British newspapers and French newspapers that you can actually recharge your immune system and get it back in most cases. What they do is they find people who already just so happen to have this virus in them that is a mild virus overall, and most people that are actually dying of AIDS either already had bad immune systems or already were hemophiliacs and had problems, and then they get complicating other diseases or cancers or hepatitis that kills them. But most of the people dying, you know, we're having 100 sexual partners a month, folks, I'm not kidding, were literally... I mean, I don't want to go into any details here, but it's not a very pretty picture. And snorting methamphetamine, using street drugs that are dirty, full of all sorts of heavy metals and toxins, and then that just kills the life force in your blood. It kills the T lymphocytes, and that is what kills you. And I had doctors tell me this when I was like 15 years old. I read this in medical journals when I was like 16 years old. I mean, this is not a big secret.
The thing that was weird about it, though, was he was alluding to whether or not the government has right to nab his DNA to see whether or not he has a genetic, quote-unquote, cure for the virus.
Well, stay there. I want to hear, well, of course they got some weird police state angle. Actually, there was a federal court appeal a few years ago where they ruled that when you give blood at the hospital or blood to a company or blood test, they're allowed to sell that. And anything they find in your blood, you don't have intellectual property rights to it. Something we should all be aware of. Of course you own your blood and any value that's in it, but not according to them. You get a blood sample for something else you don't even know. They're busy selling that. Stay there. We'll come back and talk more about it, Ben. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In many cases, the drugs they give you to treat HIV are actually what kills you. Remember Magic Johnson? He had AIDS, HIV, hadn't developed full-blown AIDS yet, and then, oh, he just... Decades later, oh, I'm fine, I'm great, I don't have it anymore. But see, he still goes out and pushes. Be sure and take your AIDS medication. Ooh, he's a big poster boy for that. And it just goes on and on and on. Frankly, what kills you is you snort enough drugs or shoot enough drugs, cut with heavy metals and poisons, you're going to shut down, you're going to die. Or other viruses that wouldn't affect you will be able to affect you, and cancer viruses that were already in you from vaccines or from the foreign RNA that was placed into your bloodstream because you had thousands of sexual partners is going to overwhelm and short-circuit you, and then you're going to die. That's what does it. Now, they've caught them in Africa, people who've never been sexually active, whose parents don't have AIDS or HIV. They love to tell you the virus that causes AIDS. And this has been in the BBC, remember, a few years ago, and they said, well, then why do all these kids have it? And all they could link it to was the shots. And then some people broke in, and some scientists in India and Africa looked at it. And lo and behold, there was magically HIV virus in the needles. And then it was in the news, well, they must have been there because they were sharing the needles. The UN was, you know, giving kids a shot with the 100 kids the shot with the same needle. And then I got to call people say, well, Alex, I thought you just said that the HIV virus doesn't cause AIDS. Well, they found other little pathogens and goodies in the shots they're giving them. I mean, this is all over the foreign press. They caught them adding different hormones to tetanus shots that sterilize women. They've caught them with deadly cancer viruses being added. A few weeks ago, there was some new cancer virus that spread all over England, and it's killing. It's had thousands and thousands of people a year that was in some vaccines. I mean, Paul, Steve, how often do you see stuff like that in the news?
Quite often. I mean, there was another article about, I think it was in Italy, where condoms were tainted by the HIV virus. But the story about the man who supposedly...
How do condoms get tainted by a virus that dies in 25 seconds in open air?
Exactly, it's deliberate.
It's a cover for the other stuff, and then they're killing you with it, and then the virus is just there. They go, ooh, antibodies for the virus, and then you never look at... It's like if I stab you with a sword... And then make you eat an aspirin as you're bleeding to death, and I say the aspirin killed you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, there's a story about the guy who beat HIV with vitamins and alternative health. Again, it highlights the question to me. Is the EU regulation and banning of vitamins in high doses, which are not even high dose, is that simply to create a monopoly market and make money? Or is it because they know that these kind of treatments and alternative therapies aid our health to a magnitude that could never be matched by any pharmaceutical product?
Yeah, we didn't just fall off the turnip truck here, pun intended, folks. We've been saying vitamins can beat it if you didn't totally burn yourself out and if you stop snorting the methamphetamine. I mean, I've known several people that died of AIDS in a tertiary manner, and I knew they were drug addicts. And as they were dying, they were still snorting methamphetamine. Is the methamphetamine was killing them. The liver disease was killing them. That's the type of... I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, Big Pharma's come out immediately after he made the claim and said, we've got to study this, even though he'd had like four or five separate tests by separate medical institutions which said the same thing, that he'd defeated it. So they're going to come out on the attack, whereas, you know, their poison, Tamiflu, is turning kids in, was it Japan, suicidal, to jump off bridges?
Yeah, well, two have committed suicide and 12 have died, and that's what's being reported. You know, normally the doctors don't go, the Tamiflu did it, because they think they're going to be liable. You don't think when you die of malpractice, folks, they go, it's us, we killed you. So that number's conservatively 10 times greater. That's the index on reporting.
And if it's... sold as the solution to bird flu, if they play that card with, of course, Rumsfeld and top Bilderberg members owning the stock, you know, that percentage of people becoming ill, suicidal from the Tamiflu is only going to go through the roof.
And last time they owned the stock with the Cipro and made billions, and it's just the same thing every time.
Yeah, White House was on Cipro before the anthrax attacks, and it led back to Fort Detrick. Secure US base, and they'd done the test years before about sending weaponized anthrax through the mail. So, I mean, it's in their agenda to create these bio-attacks because it doesn't necessarily damage their infrastructure, but it creates mass panic and terror even on a small level.
And they get to also at the same time prance around as our saviors. Does that answer your question, Ben, in Mississippi?
Yes, it does. But the most disturbing thing about it was he alluded to intimate domain and how the government can, of course, take your property for, as he said, the common good. He said if they can do that, maybe they can take your own DNA...
was he for that? The neocons are pushing real hard for killing inmates and taking their organs. Was he pushing hard? Was he for it or was he being flippant?
No, he was actually questioning it. He was actually raising that as a question that maybe if someone, I mean, that if the government can take your property as if we're a piece of property.
Well, they already call us. We're no longer called employees or staff or members of the team. We're called human resources.
Yeah, I guess they'll have a ball and chain around my foot, boat over a cotton row here soon.
What do you think about the FDA about to change the rules where they can take mentally ill children or healthy children that have been taken from their parents? If the government is the guardian, they can test pesticides, chemicals, flame retardants, toxic levels of whatever they want on them. That's just an expansion of U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B.
Yeah, I heard you talk about that last night on Coast to Coast, and I think that's very sick and very evil. I mean, if we don't protect, as you said, the infirm and the lesser among us, then we've all had it.
We really have. I got pretty fired up last night. You think I was too fired up on the show, or you think it was good?
No, I don't. It was excellent, excellent, as always, as always.
Well, we appreciate George Norrie having us on. I tell you, I mean, thanks for the call, Ben. We've got to thank George Norrie because he's taken that show in a new direction. And I'd say about 40% of his guests now are hardcore anti-New World Order. And in the past, it was about 5% were. There is no venue that big letting us get the word out. And it's exciting. Any comments on Coast to Coast AM?
Well, yeah, was it 20 million listeners, roughly, tonight? It's a great opportunity. It's one that's never been there before. And as you said, George Norrie's taken it in a direction of really hardcore information. They're kind of moving away from the more amorphous stuff that you can't prove, although it's interesting, and that's how they got the viewers in the first place. But now they're tackling really hardcore issues, and we can only commend them for it and thank them for giving us the opportunity to be involved with that.
I mean, they never tell me what I can or can't talk about. I just come on the air, and I can talk about the FDA about to approve the murder of children. I mean, I appreciate that. I mean, I want to save these kids. And talking to our couple million listeners is great, but to be able to reach that new audience all the time, that is really important. And so kudos to George Norrie. In fact, folks, email him and tell him that I said on air, I appreciate him. He needs to be supported. When they start doing the right thing, when the media starts taking a bold stance, when people are doing a good job, you know, Lou Dobbs, when he's done good on the immigration issue and a few other issues like NAFTA and GATT, in the free trade area of the Americas, you know, he helped kill that. Hugo Chavez does the right thing. We got to thank him. I mean, when people in power do the right thing, we need to support them. And it's just that simple. But let's go ahead and talk to Maureen in Washington. Maureen, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Alex.
Hi.
I wanted to talk about the EPA testing of chemicals on children and babies.
Yes.
I'm an MK Ultra survivor, and I have a story of what they did to me.
Well, that was actually declassified in the 70s. It was even on History Channel about 5 years ago, and I interviewed some of the women. This is, I mean, mainstream news. Dr. Ewing Cameron even lost lawsuits over it up in Canada at the CIA base. They had their thousands, I forget the exact number, I want to say 5,000, but I know it was in the thousands, no, 6,000, it was 6,000. Over a 20-year period, they would actually, this is how they would do it. They'd have mainly upper-class yuppie families who believed in the system. They had hundreds of fake psychologists. Well, they were real doctors, but they were actually CIA, and they'd say, your daughter is a little depressed. They like 10-year-old girls with their favorite they found the easiest to program. And they would say, give them to us. You've got to institutionalize them. And they'd get them for a few years, and first they'd do shock therapy. Therapy, yeah. It's like shooting yourself in the head and calling it therapy. They'd then, for 6 months, every day, LSD, PCP, peyote, mescaline, cocktails, mushrooms, cocktails of this with headsets on, just like I'm wearing right now, strapped in bags, so they didn't even get to go to the bathroom. It was all just catheterized and then, or going into a bag. I hate to get gross here. This is mainstream. Okay, this is admitted. This is in Congress. Feeding them, telling them who they are, programming them with keywords, and they actually could create total zombies. Who you'd say, be happy and be a ballerina. They'd be a ballerina. Now, go totally crazy and kill John, codename Delta. No, I'm serious. So I'm not saying that you're not telling the truth, you are telling the truth. I just am saying you're making this claim. We can confirm it. This is public. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I have a website in which I describe what happened to me. I'm old enough to remember the Nazis in full uniform, and I was a part of the UFO hoax, which it was a hoax. They dressed me up like a gray.
Okay, so I don't believe this.
You don't believe me?
Well, see, it's always got a MK Ultra's admitted they did that. They tortured these children. They really did it. They dressed you up like a gray, and you were.
Well, wait a minute. Before
fighting with the turkeys and.
Wait a minute. Before you discount me, would you read what I have on my website?
Yes, I'll read it. Tell me about it.
Okay, the website is www.reflectionsinthenight.com.
You know what I'll do? I'll check your website out, and it may be credible.
Why?
And you know what? If I think it is, I'll have you on as a guest, okay? I'm sure you're a very nice person. Thanks for the call. I just, you know, the EPA is changing these rules. This is on their website. This is happening. The government did do this to people, and I think if we mix in, dressed up, we mix space aliens into it, it just, I just can't handle it.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention drivers. Poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new in only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Just a little shout out to the Alamo Draft House. They were already sold out for Walk the Line, Johnny Cash movie tonight, but I got some tickets. We're going to be going to that tonight, Alamo Draft House. Okay, I don't know why I'm talking about the movie I'm going to go see on the air, but you see, what happens is, again, I'm in studio now. I have guests in studio. I'm not in my little cubbyhole pod on board a gray spaceship that I used to do. That's a joke, folks. Look, to the lady earlier, Paul was saying that a lot of evidence shows, and this is true, that black helicopters are associated with cattle mutilations that really do happen, that a lot of people that are getting kidnapped by people in these little rubber suits are being taken to underground facilities that we know exist, and that this is part of some larger government psyops And we've even gotten government documents on potential plans. This has been admitted. They considered it in the first Iraq invasion to have a fake alien invasion with these big projectors that can shoot like a 500-foot across, 200-foot tall spaceship or Buddha or Jesus or Allah. And you see these Las Vegas lights and all this? I've seen those and the stuff in Mexico City. It's obviously a hologram. Yeah, you got 2 million people in Mexico City look up and see it. And then you look at it, and it's blinking in and out. It's always shot up into a cloud where the holograms can really form themselves. Now we're really off in la-la land, but the lady brought it up. Paul, you had comments during the break. Let's just bring it out. Let's just talk about it.
Well, it's in the report from Iron Mountain, another similar document. Some people don't think they're credible, but as Alex said, it's been admitted that they...
Well, we have Clinton's former chief of staff is the head of the big, quote, disclosure movement, and we have big Rothschilds funding. I'm sorry, it's all in your book. Tell us about it.
Yeah, there's a chapter in Order Out of Chaos called Counterfeit Foe, the next Hegelian dialectic, something like that. It's basically, when terrorism has run its course, they're probably going to use universal threats, as Reagan said in that speech in the UN, as the next fear-mongering tool. So it could come from asteroids, weather, which they seem to be using at the moment, or even UFO invasions that are staged. It's not that out there to say that. It could happen 5-10 years in the future. And as Alex was saying, a lot of these abductions indicate that it's basically military testing. They abduct people and, you know, do testing on
them. Well, I mean, I'll say this. About 98% of the people saying it are complete lunatics.
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't help things to have the news saying, take your microchip to prove you're good. You know, Andy Rooney and the former Health and Human Services Secretary Thompson. And I mean, they really are on TV saying, take your chip. I mean, I've got Sean Hannity on Fox News. A little clip of it is actually in the film The Masters of Terror, and he says, every child needs a chip. I'm buying stock. Take your chip. I mean, we're living in this bizarre world. What does that do to schizophrenics? It drives them right off the edge of a cliff. I mean, they're just howling at the moon with all this happening. So again, we have an insane elite pushing insane things. You've got crazy people going nuts. Then you've got real cases of real things going on. It gets to where you don't know what to believe. That's why we steer away from it.
Yeah, I mean, you need to keep it in its own box and separate it from the real stuff that you can prove. You can idly speculate on it, and it's interesting to do so. But a lot of it, like, you know, this big black flying triangle that people see, it's simply the new Aurora space plane. The technology is 10, 15 years ahead of its time.
And that's what Jane's Weapons Encyclopedia says.
Yeah.
And they reported a decade before on the B-2.
Yeah, I mean, they hold the technology back, and when it gets seen being tested publicly, people think it's spaceships and so forth, and they love that. I mean, they would use that as the cover for future technology. That's what happened with F-16s, F-17 fighters. People were seeing those and saying they were spaceships back in the 70s, early 70s. So.
I remember driving home from Fairfield, Texas, seeing my grandparents to Dallas on I-45. My dad saw all this. I don't know what was going on. They had an army tank going down the shoulder, and it was tearing the asphalt up. It was it's the type of tank that the older tank before the Abrams. And we look over, and there's some weird plane that I've never seen before, never seen since. I don't know, it's probably 10, 12 years old. My dad's like, look at that. I still have this image of it. I mean, it was like, and there were troops and weird, some kind of maneuver was going on, but they had some kind of strange aircraft and been flying low. And slow, but it was a jet. I mean, there's so much stuff going on, folks. I mean, come on. They still say the SR-71 Blackbird, in service in 59, retired in, 1980, is still the fastest plane? I mean, do you believe that, folks?
Yeah, same as Salisbury Plain in England, this big black triangle's been seen. That's a military testing ground. That's basically what it is in 99% of the cases.
Yeah, you're always seeing it at military testing grounds, and then they go, oh, the aliens are visiting us at the military skunk works where they test experimental aircraft. Wow, we're seeing weird objects at the experimental testing ground. It's not our government. It's purple, blood-sucking goblins from the 4,000th dimension under Remoroid Reptoid Control. Well, I'm sorry, folks. You got the wrong show, because we're about verifying.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, at 8 after in the next hour, we're going to re-air that Paul Craig Roberts interview that was just amazing last Friday. In case you missed it, a lot of you have asked that we re-air it so you can record it and get it out to people. You can also always go to GCNlive.com and get a membership and download and listen to all the shows and everything there. You can also go to PrisonPlanet.tv, where all of our best audio interviews are posted, all of my weekly TV reports, special video reports, all of my films, a bunch of other films. People have graciously authorized us to post a bunch of other ebooks, and, of course, just so much more. Here's an example. This week, we're putting up there two more weekly TV reports that we've done this week. We're going to put up then two separate reports from the live TV shows. That's, I mean, a fully edited 30-minute TV program we did with Ben Livingston, you know, all edited with documents and talking about weather control and confirmed, patented U.S. government weather control. It's all there. That piece is going to be up there also. You know, it's novel, but it's interesting. About 25 minutes of us live in studio. So you can see the studio and see Paul and Steve and screwing around during the breaks and stuff. We put so much on PrisonPlanet.tv that you won't see in films, that you won't see on TV, that you won't see anywhere else. PrisonPlanet.tv, and that helps fund the, I guess now, four webmasters we've got. And the bandwidth and the four servers and all of what we do. You make it possible. You do. So I want to thank you for all of your support. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv. That's PrisonPlanet.tv. It's like television. And it is 15 cents a day. And if you get a yearly subscription, you get 3 months for free. But their monthly subscriptions for $5.95. A cup of coffee costs you a dollar on average. I know this cup of coffee from across the street probably costs about $1.50. It's just lavishly expensive. I have gold coffee beans or something. But and it makes possible everything we're doing. Get my film martial law. Get the new Codex Magica book we're carrying. Over 1,000 photographs and documents in it. 600 and something pages. 3 pounds. The size of the... It was bigger than the Fort Worth phone book, actually. I mean, it's almost as big as the Dallas phone book. It's ridiculous. Get all of these documentaries, the books on tape. Go peruse the Safe Secure Shopping Cart on Infowars.com and get the videos, make copies of them, get them out to people, affect change in your area. Here is the toll-free number to call and ask questions or ask about different specials we're offering or to order videos or books or T-shirts, any of the materials that can answer your questions. That's 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I'm going to talk to Ron, Jeff, Andrew, and Tom, and that's going to be it because I want to get into a little bit about what happened in London when we were there. And I want to get off into, first we'll cover some of the news we haven't gotten to, and then we'll get off into London. But I do hope that listeners out there will take advantage of the specials we're running until the first of the year. Then they're gone. Let's talk to Ron in New York. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. There's something I'd like to bring to the attention of your listeners a little bit closer to Earth. This went by pretty much, I think, unnoticed by most people. And it was in reference to a piece of legislation that passed the House of Representatives about a week ago, and it's referred to as the Secure Access to Justice and Court Protection Act. Now, there were amendments added to that bill, and I think they would make it even the most onerous thing of all. What they did is they put an amendment through. There wasn't much discussion. It was passed on a voice vote. With regards to the posting of what they refer to as personal data on police officers over the Internet. Now, there are all legitimate cases in which I do understand that that could be a problem or a hazard. And they couched the debate in those terms they spoke of. For instance, the Judge Lefkow incident, which we're all familiar with.
But basically, it's one step closer to secret police where you can't talk about the God creatures.
That's what it's about. Basically, the law is written so broadly that it wouldn't just include those legitimate cases where we should be careful, and I'm in favor of that. I'm not fanatical. However, it includes other cases where it would wind up shielding police misconduct from shame or from public mention. That's wrong. The law shouldn't be that broad, and it appears as though it may be written that broadly. And it's now in the U.S. Senate, and I think your listeners should pay a call to their U.S. senators and ask them just what is going on with this bill, in particular that amendment. Again, let me state it clearly. While I'm in favor of certain restrictions where you have genuine and legitimate threats, that should not be so. That law should not be so expansive as to suppress appropriate criticism or the notation of unethical police misconduct either.
I hear you. Thanks for the call, Ron. Let's talk to Jeff. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff. Where are you calling us from, Jeff?
Yes, sir. Back to the what you were talking about earlier with the fake Christians on TV and all that stuff. And it goes in with the Grove, and it's just a couple little points, and I'll be as quick as I can. The thing I'm a member of Prison Planet TV, and I've got your new Bohemian, Grove release. And I was watching it, kind of listening to the word, or looking at the words to what's said during the ceremony, and it just amazes me the ties in with the Old Testament exactly where Gideon.
Oh no, this is deeply. This is black magic. See, people, absolutely. Oh, they're just having fun. No, everything they say is. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, that's the thing. Gideon, before he could free the people from the Midianites, he knocked down the idol and burned the grove. And the thing about it, when Kara's talking during the ceremony. He says that there, I believe it says the voice
year
of
Christ. Year after year, ye burn me in this grove.
Absolutely, and he says they refer to the owl as a prince, which is how fallen angels were referred to in the Old Testament as princes. In Daniel 10, talks about the prince of Persia.
Look, the whole thing, and written the stones of Babylon and goodly Tyre, where they did the Moloch sacrifices. But it's worse than that. If you really study the occultism behind it, and a listener pointed this out when I screened it at the Alamo Draft House here locally a few months ago, or actually a few weeks ago, he said, are you familiar with Faust? And I had read the original. Faust was a real guy, what, in like 1540 there in Germany. But the book written a few hundred years later about Faust, in there, it's care. There's like four or five things that the demon tricks him at the Stopheles, tricks him into giving up, and one of them's care, but care escapes out of the box. So they're also killing care. It's like Mephistopheles. No, I've got it. I mean, this is sick, folks. Everything they say is demonic. It's just pure. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, and in the New Testament, when there was a part where Jesus went to a place and a person that was possessed with a demon actually saw Christ, came and bowed down before him and said, have you come to torment me before the time? And that's the thing. In the ceremony, they say, we know that you wait for us. After our Sylvan holiday has ended, but they acknowledge the fact that they're gonna answer for it, and they said they'll fight him. And just the words of care, where he says, you know, I spit upon your fire, you can't burn me with
these. Do me a favor. You know, I'm so busy. Every time I watch it, I mean to write this up and discuss this.
Uh-huh.
You have the knowledge. You're saying exactly the truth. You even have the Bible verses better than I do. I just went to Sunday school and remember them. Write me an article. Do you have email?
You bet.
And email it to tips@infowars.com to make sure we don't miss it in with all the spam. Paul, give them your little email.
It's prisonplanetweb@hotmail.com.
Prisonplanetweb@hotmail.com. And so what do you say to people, though, that watch it and go, oh, I'm a Christian, Bush is a Christian, they're just having fun? No, it's all totally crafted with incredible knowledge of the Bible to be blasphemous. It's like Pat Robertson going, oh, Jesus, Jesus, while he's talking about healing somebody, and he calls down the power and then actually invokes the spell. I mean, that's what they do in black magic, people.
Yes.
They use the name of Jesus.
Absolutely. I lost my point. I forgot what I was going to say. Dadgummit. Let's see. The thing about care, I forgot my thought. Anyway, good job, the Waddy Watch. I have a safe trip home, and I'm listening, and I'm on it.
Yeah, listen, send us an email and send it to Paul, and we'll get it posted. It's a great point, sir.
Okay, thanks, sir.
Yeah, we need your help, folks. I mean, people that call in who are legitimate, know what they're talking about, got information, send it to us. And if you send it, nothing happens in 4 or 5 days, send it again. I mean, tell them what it's like reading email. And keep it coming. It's just like we're wallowing in thousands.
Well, we get material which is worthy for the website every day. The problem is sifting through all the spam, which I get, 2,000 a day of. But we are trying to make a concerted effort to take more of the material that you send in and use that on the websites. So we're looking to pick up on that.
We also want you to analyze propaganda on TV. And if you can get a screenshot of it or get a shot off the TV show's website and then tell us the show number and then send us the plot of the show and what propaganda you saw, we're going to create a huge section on that. Because that, again, I keep saying it for years, we got to make the shift. Most of the propaganda is not in the news, it's on the TV shows. Fiction. Okay, I'm going to take two more calls because we got to cover news and then talk a little bit about London. Let's talk to Andrew in New York. Andrew?
Mr. Jones, I read something extremely disturbing today in my local free weekly newspaper. I thought I'd pass it on to you. I would have emailed it to you, but my laptop is not very healthy at the moment. I would like to refer you to News and Blues section of Syracuse New Times on the fourth page. It says Fathers of Invention. California inventor Elwood Woody Norris. He invented a soundless sound system that works by sending a focused beam of sound above the range of human hearing. People at whom the beam is directed hear the sound coming from inside their head, and he says, imagine you are a lifeguard or coach and you want to yell at somebody. He'll be the only one to hear you, he explained.
No, I've had the CEO of the company that's already put those in Coke machines in Japan and China 5 years ago.
You're kidding.
And the Coke machine shoots out at you, and it's a... It's audible in the middle of the ear. It's like a vibration. It's drink Coca-Cola. And I've been told this by a local executive of a computer company. I can't tell you who. I have confirmed it. It's one of the things where I pick up on it and then drop it and never have time to follow it up. Most shopping malls and most major department stores in the Western world are broadcasting at right below recording level. That's so low that recorders don't really pick it up unless you're close. And it's recording, don't steal, do what's right, purchase the product. And it's just a happy female voice. Thank you for coming. You're secure here. Isn't it nice? Wouldn't you like to make that purchase? So, but also, don't you steal. We're watching you. We're watching you. And look, they admit that back in the 40s they were doing it on radio. Movies in the 50s, they would just do a flash of you're hungry, you're thirsty, drink Coca-Cola. I mean, this is taught in mainstream textbooks. You tell the average guy on the street, he's like, that's a lie. You know, it's just, this is our world and we need to become aware of it. But go ahead and finish up what you were saying.
Oh, myself, sir? Well, all I can see is this. Well, I wonder sometimes about some of these people who for years have been saying, I'm hearing these voices in my head. I've been hearing these voices. Maybe some of it isn't.
Exactly. No, that's the point. Is it that real stuff's going on? Then you have crazy people, and then it makes more people who are borderline crazy really go nuts. Can you imagine being one of these schizophrenics turns on the TV and all the talking heads are going, I want a chip. Our chip's good. Global government helps. Secret arrest and torture are good.
And if the low-level drugs in our water supply aren't sending them over the edge, something like this, well, it certainly isn't helping.
No, it isn't. Thank you, Andrew. Tom in Ohio, then that's it, because I got to cover a few news items and talk about England with my guest.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good, sir.
I'm calling to talk about an issue with vaccinations. I'm a head of a veterans organization here in Ohio called the Unified Veterans Coalition, and I've been studying squalene in the anthrax vaccines that's been given to our troops since the Gulf War. And I've been reading up on it and contacting Dr. Pamela Asa down at Tulane University.
According to the medical doctors we've interviewed, I mean, it's not really good for you, but compared to mercury and the viruses and the DNA fragments, it's kind of the least of my concerns.
Well, one of the issues about it is the squalene is actually one of the adjuvants, like you mentioned, like the thimerosal and the mercury, only it has it causes autoimmune illnesses. So, you know, this goes along with that whole concept of keeping people in a lowered state or to where the drug companies could sell them drugs, perhaps. But this additive has been in vaccines since the Gulf War in different levels. They've been able to test it at different levels. It's not supposed to be in there, but it is. They've tested military personnel both before and after they've had the vaccines. And before they had the vaccines, they didn't have the antibodies, the squalene. After they did, and all it seems simple enough. It's an oil and water emulsion, but this one in particular makes the body confuse it with its own oil, and so the body goes into like kind of a hyper state and attacks itself. And that's why a lot of Gulf War illnesses are very random and different, because it depends where it attacks.
So it's an allergen. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I'm frustrated because we can take unlimited calls, and we got so much to talk about. Guys, let's talk about England. Let's and then we'll get into. We'll get into documents as old chiefs met with Cheney Task Force and a lot more. When we were in London, I mean, there were so many facets to it, but what was it like to have the police march up to you and tell you to turn your camera off when you were just on a public street interviewing people?
Well, I mean, the fear-mongering at the time, we were there right after the bombings, 3 weeks after the first bombings, I believe, but then there was the second failed attempt. So the state of panic was still quite high. Even though Londoners basically were apathetic to the attack, they just got on with their lives. They weren't really buying the government propaganda on it. And in fact, the government only had a small window of opportunity to exploit that attack, because it soon lost its steam. But what I noticed with the police going back, before I flew over to Texas, I went to London to stay the night. The armed police have been removed from the train stations, the one at King's Cross, which I passed through, So basically that fad's over. Now the government have lost all steam in exploiting the attack. They've removed the police state. So it's kind of settled down a little bit. Tony Blair obviously got defeated in the Commons right after the attack. He was banning free speech in certain areas around London, Parliament Square, trying to get those laws through. So the government had a very small window of opportunity, attempted to exploit the bombings, failed overwhelmingly in my view, and it makes it a little bit more dangerous that it could happen again.
Now it's come out that they caught MI6 connected SAS, Special Air Services, dressed up like Arabs, running around with plastic explosives in Basra, shooting Iraqi police, and we've caught Israelis doing the same things with these fake beards dressed up like Arabs. Comments on that?
Yeah, you know, you've got fake beards, you've got fake Muslim garb, and you're driving around shooting at police. How can that not be suspicious? The reports about bombs in the car were kind of amorphous, but it does seem to make sense. Iran saying that US and UK forces are behind a lot of these bombings, so the evidence is tending in that direction.
I want to get your take on that when we get back, Steve. And talk some about London, just to, and some of the attitudes there. I would challenge some of the British people with real issues, and they would just say, "You've got a little bit of grass on your pants. Look at you dirty little man."
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Steve, you just came out We already had the presidential tapes, the LBJ admitting it. We already had senior officers admitting it. But now the declassified documents have been released by the CIA that they staged the Gulf of Tonkin. They lied about it to lead us into war. So here's another example. Can you speak about the staging of the Gulf of Tonkin in 1964?
Well, yeah, I mean, the latest thing we've got coming out is this GOP memo, which states that terror attacks would be helpful. Before that, we had the Project Northwoods documents. I mean, these things keep coming out, and we keep covering them. They're the same thing over and over again, saying that staged terror is a possibility to be undertaken to forward their own agenda to gain centralization of power and more control. And these things come up again and again, and it's always the same figures that are involved. It's go straight to the top of the government.
Going back to London, Tony Blair is only accelerating the level of legal and illegal immigrants that come in. They're given welfare, they're left alone, and it's selectively enforced. But then at the same time, they're saying brace for terror attack any minute. Can you talk about that hypocrisy?
Yeah, well, the situation in London, I think, now has died down slightly because Tony Blair is now seen as a sort of lame duck prime minister, in that he's possibly going to be out of there in a couple of months. But, yeah, I mean, the issue of immigration was brought up a lot during the run-up to the general election. The Conservative Party basically took the stance of we need to cut down a lot on immigration, on even legal immigration, because there's just too many coming in. Tony Blair took the stance of, well, we have to look carefully at this, and we have to analyse how many people are coming in. But I mean, basically, it's a non-issue between the two parties, and the general election basically petered out, and they both converged into saying basically the same thing about immigration.
So they go, okay, we're hearing you, public, but then they just continue the old policy of letting all the illegals in.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost as if the Tory party were playing off what Blair was saying, and it all converged into one sort of mishmash.
Well, it's always been that way, and it's only getting worse. What about torture? Stansfield Turner, who headed up the CIA in the early 1980s, has gone public and said the vice president is the president for torture. And he went on to say, I'm embarrassed the United States is a vice president for torture. Admiral Turner claims the CIA prisons used for torture are known as black sites. Terror suspects are picked up in places like Afghanistan and Pakistan. They're flown by CIA-controlled private aircraft, this is totally criminal, to countries where they're tortured, in secret interrogation sites operating outside any country's jurisdiction. And a high-level former Republican, number two at Treasury, editor for the Wall Street Journal, last week, we're about to re-air the interview, said that he's ashamed of this, and that you don't get good data from torture, you can't trust a government that tortures, that they're torturing just to get people to then say they're terrorists, to create this false image of thousands of terrorists that don't even exist.
Yeah, Roberts made the point that, was it only nine at Guantanamo Bay have been charged, none have been convicted. We're supposed to believe that there are these terrorist cells running around our back gardens planning things, and the evidence just isn't there. Same in Uzbekistan with Craig Murray, the British ambassador. He went over there to assess whether they were using torture, found convincing evidence that they were. He came back, told the British government, they said, we don't care, we're still going to use the information anyway. And in that country, they were, in effect, creating the myth that these al-Qaeda groups existed because all the people were self-implicating themselves under duress of torture, which is what Robert stated.
But I thought that Joseph Mengele, the Nazi doctor, was bad because he tortured. I thought Saddam was bad because he allegedly tortured. But now in the supposed prisons where the torture went on, our government has admittedly set up rape rooms.
Bush says we don't torture, but then they don't need to ban the torture that doesn't exist anyway. It's complete doublethink.
He says, I'm going to block the Senate banning torture, but I'm against torture. And Dick Cheney says, well, we need to keep torturing. But then they'll send people to prison who follow their orders to torture.
Yeah, how many al-Qaeda leaders have been discovered at Guantanamo Bay?
Absolutely zero. Third hour coming up.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.